Picks: French Navy seizes missiles, guns en route to Yemen from Iran. By Breitbart London on February 2, 2023. Dubai, United Arab Emirates, AP. French naval forces in January seized thousands of assault rifles, machine guns, and anti-tank missiles in the Gulf of Oman coming from Iran heading to Yemen's Houthi rebels. Officials said Thursday, the latest such interdiction amid the Mideast nation's long-running war. While Iran did not immediately acknowledge the seizure, images of the weapons released by the U.S. military's Central Command showed them to be similar to others captured by American forces and other shipments tied back to Tehran. The announcement comes as Iran faces increasing Western pressure over its shipment of drones to arm Russia during its war on Ukraine, as well as for its violent months-long crackdown targeting protesters. Regional tensions also have heightened after a suspected Israeli drone attack on a military workshop in the central Iranian city of Isfahan. Previous cycles of violence since the collapse of Iran's nuclear deal with world powers have seen the Islamic Republic launch retaliatory attacks at sea. The seizure occurred January 15 in the Gulf of Oman, a body of water that stretches from the Strait of Hormuz, the narrow mouth of the Persian Gulf, through to the Arabian Sea and onto the Indian Ocean. U.S. Central Command described the interdiction as happening along routes historically used to traffic weapons unlawfully from Iran to Yemen. A United Nations resolution bans arms transfers to Yemen's Iranian-backed Houthi rebels, who took the country's capital in late 2014 and have been at war with a Saudi-led coalition backing the country's internationally recognized government since March 2015. The Wall Street Journal first reported on the seizure, identifying the forces involved as elite French special forces. A regional official with knowledge of the interdiction, who spoke to the Associated Press on condition of anonymity due to not having permission to speak publicly on the operation's details, similarly identified the French as carrying out the seizure. The French military did not respond to requests for comment about capturing the weapons. U.S. Central Command did not immediately respond to questions about the seizure, nor did Iran's mission to the United Nations. While France maintains a naval base in Abu Dhabi, it typically takes a quieter approach in the region while maintaining a diplomatic presence in Iran. Iran long has denied arming the Houthis, though Western nations, UN experts and others have traced weaponry ranging from night vision scopes, rifles and missiles back to Tehran. In November, the U.S. Navy said it found 70 tons of a missile fuel component hidden among bags of fertilizer aboard a ship bound to Yemen from Iran. Houthi ballistic missile fire has targeted Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates in the past. Images taken Wednesday by U.S. Central Command, analyzed by the AP, showed a variety of weapons on board an unidentified ship apparently docked at a port. The weapons appeared to include Chinese-made Type 56 rifles, Russian-made Mallet AX-20S and PKM pattern machine guns. All have appeared in other seizures of weapons attributed to Iran. Central Command said the seizure included more than 3,000 rifles and 578,000 rounds of ammunition. The released images also showed 23 container-launched anti-tank missiles, which also have turned up in other shipments tied to Iran. The war in Yemen has deteriorated largely into a stalemate and spawned one of the world's worst humanitarian crises. However, Saudi-led airstrikes haven't been recorded in Yemen since the kingdom began a ceasefire at the end of March 2022, according to the Yemen Data Project. That ceasefire expired in October despite diplomatic efforts to renew it. That's led to fears the war could again escalate. More than 150,000 people have been killed in Yemen during the fighting, including over 14,500 civilians. Follow John Gambrell on Twitter at www.twitter.com/JohnGambrellApp. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.